So I want to proceed and hopefully finish up the Melacha Barakid, which we said was so similar to Borah, except that it's using a kli, a miyuchel lekach, some type of a sifter, a strainer, a colander, or that kind of thing. And there's overlap to the point that there's a machlokas amaran we discussed yesterday regarding specific activities. Is it Borah or is it Barakid? And it could be that it's depending on how you read the Rambam. And certain other Rishonim, they're not even sure. You know, the Rambam mentions the Borah or Barakid. We discussed that yesterday. So let's continue. I think we're up to number 29. Okay. We mentioned, though, there's no chilek regarding doesn't matter when it comes to Barakid. And also doesn't matter whether it's la'alter, for immediate use or for later on. Also doesn't make a difference. That's where we left off last time. So one of the issues that the Gemara discusses, the principal sugyas on the Kuf Lamed Tes, Kuf Lamed Tes and the Beis, the Gemara there has a statement of Zairi. Okay, 29. Omar Ziri, no sin Adam Yayin solo, clear wine. Clear wine without sediments in it. Okay. Umayim solo, or clear water. The Tocha Mishmeris Mishabis for Eno Choshish. Okay. There's no problem putting water or wine that's already clear into some kind of a filter. Okay. Some kind of Mishadenis or Mishmeris, or type of strainer. Because the assumption is there's nothing to strain. It's clear anyway. Aval achurin, achurin means wine or water that's achurin, like murky, or what there must be a technical term for it. But you know, it's full of stuff, okay? It's, and as such, really undrinkable. We'll see that now, okay? Because there's too many pieces in it. Such a place, then low. Aval achurin low. So, very nice. So, you want to ask, may say, Rav Shimon Galil Omer Torayd Adam Chavez Shel Yayin. Okay, Torayd means, the Rashi says, Ma'arved, it can mix. It can mix a barrel of wine, Yena Ushmareha, the wine and its the sediments, the dregs and so on inside. Okay. But no Slitocha Mishmeres V'Shabbos Ve'no Choshish. And then put it through a strainer, it's not a problem. And there it says, Yena Ushmareha, it says the wine with the sediment. The Ziri seems only allowed if it's Bayim or Yayin Tzulim, it's all over clear. Okay, it doesn't have any, I mean, microscopic, I guess, it's always something, but it doesn't have anything noticeable. Okay, and then Rishon Galil seems to say that even with the sediments, it's okay. So Tirgum Ziri, and not that Rishon Galil is earlier, obviously it's a Brisa. So our answer is Tirgum Ziri, Bein Hagitos Shonim. It's different when it's Bein Hagitos. Bein Hagitos means the barrels, okay, meaning when the wine is first at the wine press location, where they have wine full of barrels, so all the wine has sediment in it. And people drink there, and that's what they drink. Rashi says, Shekola Yenos Achurin. At that point, when the wine is first coming into the barrels out of the wine press, you know, in the place where they make the wine. So, it's interesting, my sister lives in Efrat, in Eretz Yisrael, and one of their next door neighbors, a couple of houses down in Efrat, he's in the wine business, and he's got, we once slept in that house, one of my sister's son, Bar Mitzvah, and he's got wine barrels in the wine business. The whole house smells of wine. You mean like you can get drunk just walking into the house without drinking anything? The power of wine, because he had a lot of the barrels. He has a little factory somewhere too. But he had his barrels all over the place, wine and storage and machines. And anyway, so that's called the gitos, the gas, you know, the Bena gitos. Shoshin Osan Bishmaran. And there, people drink it with the, that's because that's all the wine there. So there, it hasn't been purified yet and sent away with the bottles and so on yet.
Is this point like more so just to say that if you're in a space where it's normal to drink?
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't actually mean like.
Right, but that's the case he was talking about. Hilchach, now the point is, Hilchach is the key words in Rashi, and Rashi Ben Agito is there, Kuflav Tesla base 30. Yeah.
The reason that we're fixated on whether the water is whether the liquid is drinkable on its own, because since there's no distinction of hokum and solos, it doesn't really matter. It's more like the entire entity is all basically hokum.
So that's one way to look at it. Yeah, that's not what Rashi says. Rashi seems to say, look at Rashi, Bein Agitos 30, Hilchach ein kan tikun. You're not accomplishing anything. Because it's drinkable as it is. So what did you do? You didn't accomplish anything. The idea, in other words, either if you're saying it's all ochel, that's what we're like, or you could say it's all one entity. There's a fine line difference to say that it's all one. You don't even have to say that. You can say that the wine and the sediment are two separate things, but they're all ochel because you haven't accomplished anything. So you know that's what emerges from here. Okay, now again, you know, by borer, okay? Those, the issue of, like you're saying, the issue of derech achit, why did we say by borer? Why, again, that's why I wanted to Moroccan right off the borer. Why did we say by borer that it makes a difference if it's la'alter? It makes a difference if it's ochel mitoch psoles. Exactly, because the one because derech achila, okay? It's derech achila. But by Moroccan, l'chora, it's not a matter of derech achila. So therefore, even if you do it for immediate use, or, you know, that's not part of the achila process, you know, to sift it. It's part of the preparation process. But it's not going to be called derech achila. So even if you do it right away, or whatever we define right away, the upcoming meal, how we do different shitas, how we define upcoming way, it's more like, it even smacks more like a melacha. It's a preparatory stage. So it wouldn't be called derech achila. Okay, it's done with a kli. Okay? And the other, on the other hand, I mean, that's a normal derech of the melacha. It's not going to be called derech achila b'chad when it comes to merakid, okay? And that may relate to the question of you know, is borel, we discussed that hakira, is borel alter, is it because it's not derech breira? It's not derech with the shinoi, remember, it's a shinoi? Okay. Is when we say it's not derech breira, we said that gufa has two meanings. Either it's because it's derech achila as opposed to derech breira, or it's a shinui, like by a lot of malachas. Let me discuss that, right? By a lot of malachas, it's a shinui. Okay, it may relate to Hakir. But what we're saying here is, in 1 second, but if it's not a tikkun, it doesn't accomplish anything because everyone drinks it, and I think you're 100% right, that has to be in that particular location. That's what it means, right? So now, what emerges from there, you take a look this Gemara is really explained. Rashi, where did Rashi get that from? There's an earlier Gemara where this is quoted on Kuf Testament Aleph 31. Ziri letame, Domer Ziri, no sin adam yayin tzolom, I am so talking about Shabbos, menochosher. Alma, here the Gemara itself says, by us the Gemara doesn't say it. Rashi says it, but on Kuf Test, the Gemara says it. Alma, keva, the mishta sihachi, lav midi kovid. Okay? You haven't done anything. You didn't accomplish anything. There was no change. You know, again, we're going back to the definition of halacha, is they accomplish some creative change. Nothing changed. It was drinkable before, it's drinkable now. The same thing. So that's what really Rashi says over there in Kuf Tesim Aleph. First, he finds Mishmeres from the San Boshmar, and find Mishmeres is a strainer that gets rid of sediment. But look at the Rashi, came with the Mishtasi, Hachi, she royalist dosa kemoshu melo sinun. People drink it even without straining it. Right? Now, what emerges in here, the Rashi briefly, on that, on Aradaf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and the Ran, that's in 33, and the Ran on the Rif, and this Sugin Shabbos is Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis in the page of the Rif, 33 and 34, the Rosh Bo is briefer, the Ran spells it out more clearly. Rosh Bo writes, Umisanas Hayayim Sudra. What you can do is you can, with the cloth, right, with a kerchief, a cloth, you can sip through it like we discussed once before, you know, put it by your mouth and sip through it, okay? He says, Perish, that's referring to yayin achur, even wine which is murky, which has stuff in it. The efshel of far shmarim, the yayin ksani. It's not talking about the shmarim, it's talking about yayin, because it says yayin. The alpha pish mishane, even though it's mishane, kevin shubora gomor osir. The chain efshel of yayin tzol. He says, 1 second, he says, what are we talking about? It's not talking about where it's loaded down with shmarim. Because then what do you mean? Why should we be able to do it even with a cloth? It's borer. The other hand, it's also not talking about yayin tzolol, where it's clear, din kein afil mishmeres. Sure, then you are allowed to use a straight according to Ziri, right? Argamo. Ela karchem b'yayin achor means wine which is not totally murky, but somewhat murky. The kevin, the efshel mishtachin, you can drink it like this. Then ain kan mishmore kevin the mishanik tzas. It's a little bit, it's a lot borer because you're doing it with a shinoi. Doing the not the normal means of boy, doing the cloth, you know, by your mouth. So then that's why Misana Masudra is sharp. What emerges from Rashba is actually there are three levels here. There's where it's tzol, clear. That the other extreme is mamish murky. I don't know what the right word would be in English. I'm murky, you know, it's full of sediment, to the point that someone wouldn't drink it.
Sludgy.
Sludgy, okay, that's a good word. Sludgy. Okay, a person wouldn't drink it. And then there's the middle category of what's it's not clear, but you drink it. You know, you don't maybe like, I mentioned before, but the orange was not an example. Like orange with that heavy pulp, lots of pulp, some pulp, no pulp, right? I mean, personally, I love orange juice, but I don't like, I mean, I can drink it, and that's the point. It has pulp in it. Even if you get the extra pulp, even if you get the extra pulp, So I don't particularly care for it so much, but I can drink it. It's not undrinkable. It's a middle cut. On the other hand, if you had it, you know, mamish before they clarify, clear the oranges, you have all the pulp, you can drink it. I mean, you know, so it's not juice.
Talk about like a smoothie, maybe?
Smoothie, the same thing, it's just been, you know, ground up differently, right?
Some smoothies you can drink like a liquid, and some.
Yeah, I think it means, again, what are you going to call it? Yeah.
And I would just say that probably, what I would imagine that's an example. I imagine their wine was made as well as ours now, but if you drink a whole bottle of wine and you get to the bottom of it,
it's mostly sediment. Our wine, I know some personal experience. I mean, I drink wine for Kiddush and Abdullah and Abrakosis and Purim. Some people bring wine, and you know, I've had the experience before taking wine out of the closet downstairs that we got, you know, 2 years ago on Purim. You open it up, and certainly the bottom, you can tell, you know, you can see it. It's stuck to the glass, and you can actually see it. So that would be good. When you get to the bottom, it's most important to drink it.
But I imagine their wine probably.
Had it more frequently.
Had more of it.
Sure. So that's it. We look at it. That's what our sport emerges from our sport. The round is a little clearer on it. Okay, the round of Shabbos, Nun Zara Beis, the page. If you go through this, if you know some other Yayan Solo, Mayim Sum, Tocham Shabbos, they came in the Tzulim, and here's his words. Verubai de Inshilo Kaptibu. I mean, there's always, you know, even when it's clear, I guess in those days, especially, there's always put something in it, but most people, they're normal, right? So then it's Mutter Les, it's also not Philo Tocham Shmeris, Kadeshu Tzulim Yosef. You want to get out, you know, I mean, again, this will be a good example, would be water from the tap, you know, I mean, water from the tap, you know, so has stuff in it, and some people are, I'm not saying in a bad way, but Funakim are fussy about it. They want to always put water through a strainer, even, you know, regular tap water.
Tap water has anything in it, probably has bugs, too.
Right, so it relates to that question, but some people will only drink with, like, a Brita filter, put in a pitcher and all. So I'm saying that most people drink it as it is. Most people. That's what he says in this case. Aval achurin lo, and he says, what does achurin mean? The afal gav, the efshar, the mishas yachi. You can drink it, but kevin the rubayu the inchi kab. Most people would not want to drink it. So then it's mutter dafka deshino the hanem besudun kfifa mitzvahs. That's the language in the mishnah. We'll see, like kfifa mitzvahs. The word mitzvah is not Egyptian here. That's the word that Rashi says. Dekel means, you know, some basket, like a wicker basket, some kind of a basket that holds in the background. Okay. The shori kedam esel v'tochen res also. Now, the ben hagitos tori klomar me'arig mishum durubayu din shishosole inami, it's allowed during the gitin because he says, what you said before, chol hayayin keguf echad. When it's in this pressing place, then you can't distinguish in the wine and sediments. That's how it is. Okay, so two different angles mentioned before. Take a look at the last paragraph, the last run. Nimtza psakin shodvarm. Here's the psak halacha. One, the yayin shoot solo, the rubayu din shilo kaptive klal, clear wine that may have water, whatever, that may have something that most people aren't locked at all, perfectly acceptable to most people. Okay. Mutter losa is also a feel the tocha mishmeris. You can even strain it because you don't really, to make it even more clear, because it's perfectly fine as is. One, two, okay. A little bit, you know, murky. It can drink, it is drinkable. What's the word? Potable, right? It is drinkable. That's another word? No, but the palatable is tasty, but potable. Sometimes you go out in the woods and when there's a force and says non, it's just for clean, it's non-potable, and that shouldn't drink it. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Huh? Yes. Okay. Anyway, then you can do it in not the normal way through a cloth and so on. That's allowed. Okay. I said, "Gum." We'll get back to that later. Okay. You know, I'll make like a hollow area out to stuff gathered. It's more like. Or we'll come back to that. The third level, aval toch hamishmeres lekashin also, but to do it to a strainer, that's also in this middle category. Three, the yayin shu ochor legamre, it's mamish ochor mamish murky. You know that. Then lo mishus yachi kal, nobody drinks like that. Then I feel a bit sooner kiv mitzus also. Then no matter what, it's also okay. So again, tzulin that rov bnei adam would drink without straining it, it's mutter even mishmeres. Achurim tzas. Which some people are makbid not to drink it that way, but many people would. So then it's okay, not in the mishmeres, that's normal, but through some abnormal yeshiva, like with the cloth, the sudur. And then there's a chorm legamre, which people wouldn't drink at all, then it's osir, and you do it through the shina, it's osir, but it's only drabana, but if you do it through mishmeres, we talk about chibchata, the right riser. You know, at the end he writes, I don't, the word in Hebrew is clear. It's not clear to me with the Rambam. I don't understand the Rambam. You've heard the expression, right? Really, it means white. It really means white. It's clear. White. Talking about wine in B'Mamadlikin. This is a Chamach Chavariya, not B'Mamadlikin, in Pita Maktoris. I have the different things. It says chamar chavarian, I think, old white wine. Right? Chamar chavarian. So the word ches vav vavrei, that makes it white. It also means clear. It's not clear to me with the Rambam. Okay, let's see the Rambam. Hilchos Shabbos parak ches halacha yedalim. Hameshamer yayin or shemen or mayim chan sharamash mishmer shen chayav. The Rambam seems to say across the board. Okay, the Rambam says across the board. If you put it in a strainer, that's not allowed. But if it has, it's clear, minimum amount of shmorim, then you can do it to make it more clear. You can pour water over the shmorim. We talked about that the other days, that the water takes some of the flavor out of the sediments and produces that. Fine. So does Rambam. He talks about the egg, you know, being put through the mustard strain, the egg yellow, and the yolk being put through the color of the mustard seeds, all these things. He says, but again, through sudan, and so on. And he also says, because they're called yayin kegufecha. One thing, what emerges in the Rambam is that the heter is only mayim and yayin slulim. It's already basically clear. That's allowed with a cloth. So that emerges from the Rambam two things. Okay? There's no heter at all to do mashkim that are not slulim. Okay? Okay? Because the Rambam only speaks about, you know, mayim sheyein bahem shmarim. So the Rambam has a different way of learning. They had the Rashbo and the Ran had these three levels, which I thought was the pashas of the sugya. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says the only heter is to strain water or wine that's already basically tzulim. But that means A, there's no heter at all for mashkin that are not tzulim, even if it has only little limited amount of the. He doesn't seem to go whether most people drink it, most people not drink it. The answer is that. And two, there's no heter at all to put it in mishmeres, to put it in a strainer. Okay. Whereas the Ran Rashbo holds that it's mutter to strain tzulim even the mishmeres. If it's tzulim, there's no doubt that there's less of a problem by clear, by tzulim is clear, right? There's less of a problem by the clear stuff. What's the less of the problem? According to the Ran Rashbo, it's so little of a problem you can even do it in a strainer. Okay? According to the Rambam, no, you can't do it in a strainer. You could do it in a cloth or some machine in a way, but you can't do it in a strainer. Okay? What about stuff that's somewhat achur ktsas, okay? So there, the Rambam would seem not to allow it. He doesn't seem to distinguish between achur, doesn't mention. Achur ktsas, achur harbe, doesn't make a distinction. The Rambam Rashbo made that distinction. And he said, achur ktsas, that's what you can do with a sudur, and achur harbe, that's what you can't do it at all. Not even with a sudur, okay? That's what emerges from these shittas. Yeah, question, sorry.
Is there any connection with Sita? In terms of
the Shulchan Aruch mentions schita, but you know, with the cloth.
No, what I mean is in terms of the items, like the grapes and the oil, right? Because this man and Gemara, they weren't drinking apple juice, orange juice, other things.
Yeah.
So Rambam mentions specifically yayin b'shemen, which I just noticed were grapes and
oil. Yeah, I mean, when we talk about it, it's a good question. Why does it single out? I'm not sure. Not sure. Why does it single those out? Because we mentioned schiddish, right? But schita about the derisive on him. Yeah. Okay, but anyway, that's the machlokes
is you show.
Okay. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's Mishin Yotasif Lamed Bey, 36. The Friish and his buyer, he holds most, not like the Rambam. Kol mashka sheyishtek yishoyishtek kemoshu, anything which people drink as is, a rashoy lesanano, you can strain it. Lachain kol, he gives an example. Mine rasil, my kishuim, my kiboshim. that sounds like a pickle juice. I don't know. Other types of things he mentions called berekas, but not our berekas. I don't know what it is. But yicholim lusananam shari yicholim is those gambalosinam. Goes by, you can drink them without straining. Chayin mashish yesh bo kashu kismal zuvim. It's got some other straw junk in it. Yochol and afeach, you can blow this stuff out and drink it. Because you could drink it with it. It's, you know, again, we wouldn't, maybe today we're more spoiled about it, but people could drink it with it. Chayin mashke, shkeidim shal ketushim, ground up nuts, some of the drink like that, I don't know, mutal is peanut oil, mutal is tarnam kevenshin. Right, they make oil or almond oil, so these kind of things. Almond milk, yeah. You get that, it's true. Everything's fake. Almond milk. Yeah, good. It's better than that. Okay? Because your chomer is still releasing them. The chain bechomer is true. Of ksas mutal is not an elem keno of harbe. Unless it's so thick, the EF shall show so will have seen it. The oz also is not an chol mashke achur, she EF shall show so also is not an chol HaShef shall show mutal is not an. That's it. Emerges again, Noach HaShukum quoted that at Poskim. So that's the, you know, he's not, he doesn't really quote the Rambam. I just want to mention, the Tiferes Yisrael, in his Kalkalos HaShabbos, Kalei Lamed Tes Melachos, Zion Borer, he really has it down to four distinctions, so to speak, four levels. Okay, he writes with Dalad Midos Besinim. Okay, Dalad Midos Besinim. Aleph Be'ena Roy Klal Belisinim. Okay, it's not simply not edible, it's simply or dry, drinkable. It's simply not drinkable. Okay, and he says that's one level. Okay, then no matter what, it's also. Bay, yeah, I guess, yeah, sludge. That's what you used before, right? Sludge. Okay, bays. It's some people would already drink it, but rov ben adam wouldn't. Then it's also awesome. That's what he has at the second level. Okay, gimel, the royal rov ben adam. Most people would drink it as it is. And then in the dalad, where's the dalad? The Rambam still says it, quotes Rambam. Rambam says that's still also b'mutu with the Sudar. Okay. And Dalit is b'tzolomiyosa, completely clear. And but some stuff fell into it, you know, imperfections fell in. Then here he says, then even the Rambam, not a chidit, even the Rambam says that's b'mishmeris. So we didn't see that in the Rambam. The Rambam didn't seem to make that chidit, but he says something so clear. But it's something, but he says, sounds like something fell in from the outside. Some wood chips, excuse me, wood chips, but it's something blew in. It's not part of the thing at all. Then he said, even the Rambam would allow it.
The hair?
Something like that, right? Then even the Rambam would allow it. So I don't know how he's, you know, how he, what do you call it, how he got that from the Rambam, but okay, that's what he says. Now, how do we paskin? So let's look on the Shulchan Aruch 38. So we're changing the test here, Sifyud. Yayin omayim shitzul mutul asanam mishmeres. Okay, and he doesn't seem to say like the verse all has to be super clear. It sounds like the other Rishonim. There are more roads. Afal pishish b'kis b'dakin hol ruin lishtos b'lavachi. So al besuder. Now he mentioned another problem. Mayim osu mishum libun. Okay, what? Yeah.
Semi clear. Can be strained with the cloth.
So no, it's well, semi mean yeah. According to Shulchan Aruch, sure. Shulchan Aruch is saying if it's tulin, it means completely clear. Mm-hmm. We consider the you know, well, let's stick with the three definite you know, three mm-hmm. levels of the Rashi and the Rambam. Yes, then you can even use the strainer. Ramah says even though there might be some little things in it, but you can drink without it. Al v'sudar mayim osmi shum libin v'yayim v'sham mashkim mutter. Another issue. But if they're murky, okay, baby on my baby, I also sarna. Well, our Rambam, now he mentions the Rambam, the Mishmeres also a filo my behind food. He does quote the Rambam, mentioned to the guys this morning. Very often the Mechaber, even though he may pass him one way, and deference, Mechaber writes in the Agdoma, the Joseph, he writes, he's going to, in Orachaim at least, he's going to follow the Rove, best two out of three. He considers the three great Gedol Rishonim in terms of Orah. The Riff, the Rambam, and the Rosh. He's going to go best two out of three. Because when I have a machlokas, he'll see which, you know, where two out of three land up, and then he'll make the psak accordingly. That's the Yosef Karo. There are more when he very often, you know, says the Yesh Nogim, he's following the Balatosis. You know, the Maram Rutenberg, you know, the Tzvasadesh, and Ashkenazi Poskim. But the Rosh was Ashkenazi Poskim too. The Beis Yosef is tilted towards the Sardic Soka, the Riff, and the Poskim, the Riff, and the Rambam. Okay, he was a Sardis, so he tilted in that direction. But very often, even when he won't quote the Rambam, he'll then bring the Rambam in. Even when he passes the other way, he mentions the Rambam in deference to the Rambam. So right, Ula Rambam, Mishmer Sofim Ma'im Yain Tulim, Afilu B'tzujim Elohi Te'el B'tzujim. He quotes the Shita. So, you know, he quotes the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, now I just want to mention, you know, maybe this question, maybe, okay, you have to go back to something we mentioned before, but may go back to what the we'll see it again shortly. What's the iser? Can we talk about borer? You know, what's the iser? You know, is it tikkun olchel or is it removing psolas? Right? We had that chakira. Now, what's the so if you want to say it, the same thing here? So if you hold the borer and maraka is tikkun olchel, well then that's why we understand that by mayim or yayim tulim, you're not misakin anything, like we said before. Okay, but if it's removal of psolas, here even with clear stuff, you did remove the psolas. Why should we mutter? Why should we mutter? Maybe that the Rambam holds. Maybe the Rambam holds that that's why it's never allowed in a normal fashion with a strainer, only with a cloth. Maybe. I'm just saying it may play down to that akira, right? You know what I'm saying? You get it? Right? Is it tikkun ochel or is it, you know, removal of psolas? Okay.
That sounds like the same thing.
But not quite. I'm saying what the nature of the iser. If the nature of the iser is to have a result of tikkun ochel, well, here it's all tikkun ochel because it was perfectly drinkable, edible, whatever it is, as is. So you didn't fix anything, like we said before.
Right.
The other hand, if the issue is taking psolas out, so there might be, on the other hand, you could argue, you know, those who shown could hold like, no, the issue is not tikkun ochel, those are psolas out. Yeah, you can say, Alpidin, this isn't psolas. These minor things, that's what you're driving at. These minor things, maybe Alpidin, it don't qualify as psolas. So you don't have to say that depends on you. You know what I'm saying? But even if the issue is not tikkun ochel, even if this is separating psolas from ochel, you could argue this little bit in something that's otherwise perfectly drinkable, that doesn't qualify. Psolas qualifies as something which would be, you know, interfere with eating, you know, drinking.
Another thing, isn't the Rambam who qualifies as like, partially saying that, like Borer Maraka and Zareya are, like, distinguished because they aren't eating in the Mishkan, so, like, okay, that's his qualification.
You
would,
okay.
And this is another way of saying. He's just like, it's not close enough to the actual Mishnah.
You could tell it too. But
yeah.
I'm just saying
that.
There
would always be just like
Mishnah.
We can't do
it. Straighter, right. Yeah. But so the Rambam was okay. But right, the other Rishonim, if you hold, they work out better if you hold that it's a din of tikkun ochel because you're not misak anything. So how they can explain it according to the other side? They can explain it like this before. They don't qualify as psolas. It's so minimal or so, what's the right word? Uninterfering or non-interfering, then it doesn't qualify as well. You could say that. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch Rav Balatanya, Simshina Tessi B'Gimel, 39, I printed it here. He says, Yayin Amayim Shem Tzulim Mutal Salam Meshmeres Kedei Sheyu Tzulim. And he writes, you know, he says, and maybe this is what I was getting at. Look at the second line there and see if you're Gimel. The Eino Choshev Kibor Ho, the royalist dealer over down and below Brayers. I mean, you know, again, maybe it's even when it's right without broom, you know, it's probably okay as it is. I don't know, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I'm not sure how he's weighing in on that. Here. But he writes, Sudrin, okay, the next paragraph, well, Yayin Odom, okay, red wine and so on. He says, I feel him a kum ksas, it's okay, because Rob and Adam will drink it anyway, because you can drink it all day at chak. So look at the line, Ainzel bro, rare gemura. It's not real borer because it is edible al yedei chak. And what does that mean? Because again, if you hold tikkun ochel, so you're not misakin. If you hold that it's ochel psolas, in order for something to be psolas, psolas means something you really don't want. You really don't want it. If you would drink it, you would eat it, so then maybe it doesn't qualify as psolas. So that's mutter al yedei shinui. It's not mutter through a strainer, but it's mutter al yedei shinui, namely the sudrin. Okay? But if it's akurim legamre, but it's completely that it's impossible to drink, then it's also even with a suther. Yeah.
Didn't we have this come up before with two things that you want, but you don't want
right now? Yeah, that would be a problem with that approach. Yeah. 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 Okay. I like the Mishabura and some Shinya Taz. Again, Lamed, so called Lamed Dalad. It's mutter. He says, Stolen mikri. What look at the end of the first line of blah blah blah. Utzulim mikri calls the royalist Joseph below sin the robe but other. Sure is clear. Stolen means that it's acceptable, it's drinkable for most people without anything. Now, yesh machmirim, the dafka kishakulo yichol lishtos. You quote someone saying, no, it's not most people. Everybody would drink it. Okay? And that's an old question. Everybody can always find one guy who's not going to do it, right? So that's the general question. What do we mean by rove? Rove, that's a whole halachic issue. Rove, you sound like rove means 51%. That's we rove. So we have what's called in rule of Issa come on, with Lesser come on, is it a noticeable rove and so on? Rosh Hashanah likes to quote the Mishnah's Yaakov, who says that 10% is it. Once it's 90%, that's called rove. You got a 90 today, right? So that's rove. It doesn't even, and as I'm saying, even those who say kulo don't mean absolutely everybody. You know, that's an important general comment. Okay, that rove means, I think Rosh Hashanah writes that somewhere in Nevisharav, that the cutoff of some to be nikar is less than 10% is not nikar. That's what he says. So that's a definite rove. Okay.
59 out of 60.
What?
59 60.
160 wouldn't be. That's for other things. For people, I mean. Right. Yeah, that's different. Okay, now. Something else. Okay, so Sukkot Lamed Hey, Kis Mendakin, fine. I don't want to mention the Sukkot Mem. Okay. Because here it talks about Libun and the other things, which are. Who is you? You asked me, no, about the schita. You asked me, what is about the schita? Yeah. So look at a few people, yeah. Look at Sukkot Lamed Tes. I don't go into it now. Those Shaik Moshe Yisro, Shaina Begad, Miskabes, was all about feeling to know the Gamma Yadam, Tamakas, become a little Hashin, the schita, the Eno Choshe Shul Sochtam. That's the Mishbu writes. And you're not going to do it. Any Ochel Nakosum. Once you've done it, I guess he said the squeeze is not going to help. Not like I said that it's a little. You time it to get saturated, right? You're right. But he says it's not going to make a difference, and it's not also, and it's also not derech to soak it in. I didn't go into it, but that's what he says. Okay. All right. Anyways, we've got mem. Also, salam mishum bor. If it's completely achur, right? If it's completely, then it's also salam according to everybody. Okay, I'm not sure what happened. Okay, anyway, the Mishabur in Sukkot Mem also Sana Mishumbora Bem Mishras Bem Sudra Meir Bachur Lagamri the Lo Mishas Yehachi Klal the Ilu Beikur Ksas Evev Shemshas Yehachi Ach Rubadin Shikap Nish Also Supposed Sin and Ain Yisurak Mishmeres. So you get it. I mean, you know, you have all the secrets over here. Okay, in the next page Sukkot Mem Beis he does mention the Rambam Lo Bachur Ma'ainu Af Bachur Ksas. Rambam says even if somewhat achor, even if it's somewhat murky, you shouldn't do it with the shouldn't do it at all. The ilu bikur legamri alo afu das vishona aser. Now the Rambam says even he's just explaining the Rambam. Rambam holds even if it's only somewhat murky, you can't do it with the mishmeres. Okay, and he writes was there tov lachos by Rambam. So therefore, you should not do even recommending that we should avoid being misanein, even something which is a churm tzas, even though Shulchan Aruch allows it, because most people drink it that way, but he says to be choshur to the Rambam. Okay, then it's the Yayin Megito, okay, meaning Shaz Kolayin is a churm, Shaz Mishmer, Ein Kan Tikkun, and so on. Okay, so again, like we said before, to go over that point, okay, What was the point? The Rambam, it's why is a mutter to strain something which completely solos again? Either because it's there's no tikkun, like we said in Rashi, okay, or and it's a different thing. It's all considered like min echad. That's another reason. That even if you hold that it's ochum, that it is psolos. I said before, maybe it doesn't qualify as psolos. But here, no, if it's wine and sediment, it's considered make all like min echad. All right? Just to see the Mishnah in 41, the Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Tesim Beis, or Mesana Sayayim Sudrin, again with the cloth, over Kfifa Mitzris. Kfifa means a barrel, okay, or a basket. It better be a basket. Mitzris means a twig. Rashi says, you know, not an Egyptian basket. It means Rashi Asu Mitzure Dekel. I mean, wicker baskets, the Kfifa's a cell. Okay. Now, the Gemara puts a limitation on this, which we saw at 43. Okay, the Gemara says, again, a little bit of limitation. It says, Misananin, as Hayyai Mesudrin, that's the language of the Mishnah we just saw. Omer of Shimi Barchia, Uvavat, yeah, like a cloth. You put it by, that means you drink it through the cloth, so it holds the stuff back. Okay? Yeah. But it says, Uvavad, Sholyas and Gumar. Strain. Okay? So it says, Uvavad, as long as you don't make a guma. What does it mean, a guma? So here's where the difference is when you put the audio visualizer, when you put this cloth on top of the wine, it's like this, where all the wine comes in, as opposed to hollowing it in a certain way, like making it a hollow so that some of the wine comes into the hollow section. And in other words, the mouth, in other words, near the mouth, the wine will gather in one place. It won't come straight into your mouth. It'll make you craft this cloth. Huh?
It's like a funnel?
Sort of, but I guess you put the cloth in such a way that the wine kind of gathers a little bit in the cloth instead of coming straight into your mouth.
Like a partial seal, basically.
In effect, yeah, but the point there is, what's the issue? What's the issue? So Rashi says, so they said, Guma minasudar befi hakli. Okay, I guess at the top of the barrel you're drinking from, you make it because that's kiyuv to the chol. That's more of a normal straining method. See, the whole chap here with the thing is you're drinking straight through the cloth. You make it into some kind of a, you know, hollow it out a little bit, so then it becomes like a kli. Many say, nami yosu de shita. I guess that's more like shita. All right, so that's the problem. Huh? You may, if you do it that way, you're more likely to strain it because you want the wine to, you want the what?
Gateway
model. Okay. You want the wine to gather there.
But
okay.
It's
also squeezing.
Right.
It's
a squeezing. So what does that mean when you squeeze?
There's the cloth. You'll squeeze out the cloth. Okay. You're more likely to squeeze out the cloth in this instance. Okay. The Rambam passing his way. Perikov Adam Yitzayim. I'm a Shamir Shmorim told the Bor of Morakin again. We saw the ready Bor of Morakin. The Fichach Afapi Shemuto the Sign and Yanin Solo. Okay, it has to be done with a shinoi. Okay, and again, the Rambam is saying mishmeres is never allowed. So that's Rambam Shitoso. Has to be done because with the mishmeres, his emphasis, the reason why it's also to do this guma is because it's over to the chol. Okay, you're not allowed to do it the way you normally do it. Okay, and that's why the Rambam says strainer is never allowed. Okay, never allowed. Those who allow a strainer will say, what's the problem with the guma? And they'll say, it's the other issue, it's chita. It was Rashi, two issues, uvdu d'chol, or not. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch, here in Sifyut Aleph, 46, right? Kishmasani Yadam Sura Tzorach Lizor, Shalaj Guma, Lekabayam Mishum Shinoi. You know, you want to do it in the Mishum Shinoi. And Rishabur says, well, that's the same thing. As so, Yasek Uvdin Nechol. Because the only concern is Uvdin Nechol. Look back in the Rambam now, because he says, what's the concern? What's the concern? You do it Uvdin Nechol. The Rambam now be Medaik in the Rambam, Perkav Alam of the Zion. She Yasek, there shows Nechol. Be Yavo, Shaver Mashmeris. That'll lead you to do what? To use the Mashmeris. Right? Because the Rambam holds that an actual strainer is always not allowed. So if you do it with a hole, it makes it more like it's this type of a hollow out the cloth in some way, so wine gathers there. The Rambam is saying that's more like what? That's more like an actual strainer. And the Rambam holds an actual strainer is never allowed. Remember the Rambam Shitasa. Okay. The other Rishonim probably wouldn't say that reason. They probably wouldn't say, well, it's more like it's going to lead you to use a strainer also. Because they're not worried about that. Why? Because in certain conditions, they hold you can use a strainer anyway. Maybe it was clear. The Rambam holds you can never use a strainer. So the Rambam has a concern. Anything that smacks of a clear will lead you to use a strainer. The other is showing up to give a different reason. And that's why they give the Ugdu the Chol. Right? The Rambam says, Shol Yasek Kedesh Mechol V'yavo. He adds something. Last three words that Rambam put in 45. V'yavo V'sham Rav Mishmeres. The other Rishonim don't add that. It just says, only do it, you know, Shinoi. That's it. Shol Yasek Kedesh Mechol. It's Ugdu the Chol. Okay? Now, the Bir Halacha brings up something Prima Gadol in the Sukkah about. What about, okay, so we have the rules. Okay, we'll move to finish up shortly. What, you know, we have the basic rules. What about you? In other words, but I won't drink this. I don't care that most people in the world drink it. Does it change the game? Does it change for you? Because most people can strain this because they can drink it without straining it. Yeah, but I'm around the Mishnah with the Bir Halacha. They're in Siman Shin Tes Sif Yud. Mishu Istinus. Okay, I'm you know, whatever, I'm sensitive or whatever. Okay, I'm not saying, huh? It's 48. The Bir Halacha Siman Shin Tes Sif Yud. Okay, because again, we said that it's okay even with a strainer, because at least with a shino, with a cloth, if it's most people would drink it. Okay, but what if I'm not part of the most? Right? I mean, I personally am very, we have people who are mufunakim, and I'm not saying negative way, they're very sensitive to certain things.
They won't drink salt.
Yeah, some people won't drink, they just won't drink it. They absolutely are, they can't, there are people, I mean, I'm not saying, again, I'm not going to be able to, there's people with sensory issues, or whatever, they can't deal with certain things. I just said that in Shabbaton in the mountains. MTA, Lisbeth Shabbos, says one rabbi telling me his wife can never come to these things because, you know, she's very sensitive to certain things in the air and so on, and the crowds of people. She's very sensitive to it, you know, and they get sick from it. Okay, you know, germs, or not nothing to do with COVID. I'm just saying, so some people are more sensitive than others. So they have certain, my youngest son has autism, so he has certain sensory issues. We're very nervous. You know, we became bar mitzvah about tefillin. Baruch Hashem, not issue. Never missed Baruch Hashem. We were afraid because, you know, he never liked to wear button down shirts, but he pushed himself to wear button down shirts on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's he's supposed to do. And but he doesn't, you know, the feel of the sleeve. Again, he's sensitive to it. But and I was afraid about tefillin. I even was a Shabbos prepared and so on. But became a non issue. But there are cases where it is an issue. You know, it's called an istinus, right? And we know that from Mishnayos and Brachos, right? About the veil of washing, the bathing during when you're novel, right? The Ring of Leo, right? So istinus on it. The third part of Brachos, right? So the third part of all the veil of
Sukkos. The
yes, but it was an istinus. And by the way, we make the chilek today. Today, we make that chilek between people. You know, we tend to bathe and shower every day. It wasn't done in those days. It just wasn't. You know, and therefore a person goes in. That's all shiloh with a shower on Yom Tov. And after 3-day Yom Tov, you have Shemiyat Tzeres, it was torn on Shabbos. And then Friday afternoon, you smell like a horse after it was torn. You know what I mean? Like, certain people can't take it. You know, so anyway, so that's the situation here. Umishu is to this. Mishu Bura writes, the Bira Lava. Be Efshel and Mishu Hachi. Even a little bit of twigs or the sediment, whatever it is, a little bit of hair, whatever it is, it makes it doesn't matter. Chedolma, Efsher, he says Efsher. After Ruba the Inshi Lo Kapti Klal, most people don't care about it. So Lo Arminan Butla Daito. We know that sometimes we say Butla Daito Etel Das Ruba Nedom. Sometimes we don't care. Your person, we go by what most people hold. Okay, that's a big question. I mentioned this once. Can you use the mitomah for the arbacosis? Can you use grape juice for the arbacosis? Can you use grape juice? There's some whole most refined things. You have to use wine because part of the arbacosis is like preparing a toast, you know, to show chayrus and so on. You never attended a toast with it. Let's all pick up our grape juice now and make a toast. It's not a toast. Or wine is not a toast already. Okay, so wine is more chashuv. But on the other hand, if they're a cheres, or you don't like wine, you prefer grape juice. You like it tastier for you. So that's what our salvation thought, our kollel thought. They're different sheets today. But personally, I definitely prefer personally grape juice to wine. I don't like wine that much. It doesn't bother me. I don't get sick from it. I can drink it. I just don't like it that much. But I drink wine for the avocado. I figured butler daita. So I'm in sugar. So butler daita to the house of Oben Elden. You know, I think I told you once that on the Sukkot, some will hold that chalamoid, certainly chalamoid Sukkot, perhaps not chalamoid place, but it's an Indian thing. I have meat and wine every day. We hold by Sukkot, every day is a separate yantav, right? Remember, we say it's a full halal every day, right? The Gemara says chalukim become the same. So,
first 2 days aren't enough.
Okay, so to drink something. So, it's our back, we always have some wine, you know, on chalamoid. So, glass of wine, okay. So, I remember one time, you know, I was still bochur, so came into the sukkah, father's sukkah, and sat down. I poured myself a cup of wine. I drank the wine. I guess I must have, because it was part of simchah yantav, right? The wine and so on. So I guess I grimaced because the wine was not so tasty. I grimaced. My father said, the simcha, it's written all over your face. That's a real simcha to torture yourself with this wine. All right, torture is an exaggeration. Anyway, so sometimes we have that principle of butler daita, but the Mishapur here has a suffering. The Primogodim, he won't say butler, the day also, for him it is borrow. The Primogodim, I printed it, it's in the Zav, Anataz, and Simon Shinu Tessi, Kot Vav. He says, he quotes it, he has a three chilukim and so on, which I'm not going to read over again now for now. He has the three different levels. Okay, but a little summary there. So mashma, the mishu istanis, the efshel mishnei, he can't drink it like that. Hey, chajish b'kiz madama, efshel after ubala kapika lor mina bata, that they also da b'gora v'tarchian. So the mishabur is at least misupik, that maybe for him, it's going to remain also. Okay, now, I do want to mention that, you know, even when somebody's in a kli, we had this already before, so other ways to accomplish borer or merakeid, even with a kli, where it's you know, where you're not actually doing the act of merakeid, namely if the sediments are at the bottom. We had this already, but I'm ruining it again because it's relevant here also. Okay, the Rosh has a tshuva 50 klal chav beisimetes. Shalta mayim sheish b'm toloim. Right, you have insects in water, and this is going to touch on the whole New York City insect in the water situation. Okay. And by the way, so I just mentioned that in terms of the Brita filter and stuff like that, the reason many are makel to allow it on Shabbos is because most people would drink the water even without that. Okay. And so therefore, you know, the most people drink the water even if it's not the filter. So that's a further question. We'll get that shortly. But I'm saying even if it, yeah.
What's your definition of most people? Because most Orthodox Jews maybe wouldn't drink it,
that goes back to the question we talked about with regard to Borer, is Ochem Psolos a function also of something we call Psolos halachically? But really, I would drink it if not for Halacha. We'll see in a moment. Okay, but is that enough to call Psolos? I mentioned, like, say you have apples, some are oral and some are not. So they're both all the same, but some are oral apples, some are not. So that can be Borer because halachically, that's a question. I'm just saying these type of filters, so the reason people are making filters is because the most people drink it, but it is to this, you know, people who would never drink it without this thing, maybe it would be a problem. Yeah, I think it would be a problem. Okay. They quote Rabbi Yashu, who said that he doesn't believe there's anybody who wouldn't drink tap water. Okay. I don't know. Is that true? My wife won't drink tap water. She can't. I can almost not taste the difference, I gotta be honest. Okay, almost, but some people, my wife, how you would drink?
I barely drink. And what if I had to?
Yeah, my wife too. I mean, she had to.
I drink tap water.
Yeah,
I'm just curious.
People are different.
If we're saying that subjectively, it's a problem for you, and so therefore it's usher for you, would it be mutter for you to do it
for somebody else
who would drink it?
The chara would be.
It's a dinner.
Yeah, the chara would be. Okay, I think I don't know if I mentioned by Borer, but let's say you know, someone asks for, you know, serving the plate, and they ask for the peas. I don't like peas, but I can serve him
peas. And if someone else would serve it to me, can I drink it? They would put it in the
room. Oh,
Can I drink from the
water? That's a good question. Don't know.
And how do we?
I can hear it. Yeah.
In the same token, how do we view it? Like, I stay away from tap water, but I won't drink it if there's no other water.
So that's the middle category, I guess.
This is like you must make one, you have to make one the other, and vice versa.
Yeah. I think in this instance, a guy will absolutely wouldn't do it. I think Elias said that the reason people don't drink tap water is because they're filters. You can get them, but if you couldn't get them, you would drink. Therefore, it's mutter. And he held it as mutter be able to use a water filter, even instance, because he would do it. I don't know if that's true. I'm not sure. Anyway, something else. Get back to our issue now, I'm sorry. So it says the Rosh has a tshuva chachov base in the test 50, right? Shalta maim sheish bem tolaim imutu l'shosai day mapa v'shabes miyav kibor m'shamer mutu l'shto so l'shach bor m'shamer al m'sakin ha'inyan kodem achilem. We saw this Rosh. It's only a problem if you prepare something before. Okay, then, but if you do it, avol m'shas shtia ba'akev apsolus so l'ikonis to priv ein zem ein malachu mutu. And that's Shulchan Aruch Paskins is basically straight out. So if you're dalet hinsim, should you test? Okay.
What was
I quoted the wrong thing? Okay. Printed the wrong place. I'm sorry. I juxtaposed. I juxtaposed two sources. I transposed two sources. I mean, 51 and 55 should be switched. Sif design, as we quote the Rosh, right? We see quotes the Rosh. Okay, 55, Sif design. I tried to put an order, and I realized I botched it up. My apologies. Okay, the Rosh is 55. Okay, let's write that down here. The Rosh is, the statement of the Rosh in 50 is, it's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. 55. Mayim shesh b'toim. Okay. Mutu l'shtos of ma'pa shabbos or shayim bor v'sham b'tzak and ain't a kodem achila. Also, m'shah stia ma'akim is a psoel so he comes up b'im ain't zem y'malach ha'motor. Now, what I think would be nogea to this question is, let's say for a kid or I guess adult, you know those sippy cups? Sippy cup. Right? So that holds back stuff. Right? Or even a baby bottle. Sometimes the mother puts cereal or whatever else, some solids inside the bottle, and they're drinking the bottle. Okay, again, adults not drinking it, but that kind of thing would be, would be derech. It's not separating it. That would be derech shtia. Okay, so even if it's a kli, so to speak, it's a cup with that little thing. If there's other stuff in the cup that's being held back, I think it would be mutter. And I think it would be mutter based on this.
So he said you can't drink it because it's
Darash. Because the Rosh writes, the only problem, when look at the words of the Rosh, second line of 50, or it's repeated in the Shulchan Aruch here. Okay, again, I apologize, it's out of order. But the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch says, quotes the Rosh, it's a direct quote, it's a design. Bayim Shesh Bam Toim, Mutal Ishtosna Yidei Mapa, Mishabes, Yol Shayach Bor, Mishamel, Mesakin, Yidin Kodam Achila, Oshtia. Am Mishashtia, back of his subsolence. If while you're drinking, you're holding stuff back, that's okay. It's mutter. So that would, I'm saying that would like
to. The first one is mutter and the second one is mutter.
No, he says it's only a problem. Lo shayach borer. It's a borer is only shayach when you do it before. That's when it's borer. That's when it's awesome. Avel b'shashtia. If while you're drinking, you're holding it back, that's mutter. Okay. He defined the based on the Shuvah's
Harash. Why isn't that like pairing all cup?
But that's all the Rosh's chiddush is, and it's only when you do that in advance. You're doing that as part of the eating process. You have that bor also within your mouth and so on.
But you're allowed to do the same thing for Shabbos and meal later that day.
Right, but that's only the other conditions also met. Here we're saying even without even solas here it's a kli. The point it's a kli. You don't need it to be here. You use a kli. A sippy cup is a kli. Okay, that's some point here. All right. So let's
is
move down.
Cloth?
He said something about cloth. Something about cloth, like he said before. But I just modernized it to a sippy cup. Okay. Now, move now down. I apologize for the out of order here. So 53, we'll come back to 51 for the 53. The Gemara says, we saw this Gemara too on Kuf Lamed Tes on the base. The Bayer of Papa, we saw it a couple of times. Shafu Shichra Mimana Lamana. they pour beer from one jug or one, you know, carton or whatever to the other. Okay. But there's stuff at the bottom. And at one point, remember we discussed it already. So it's not important to them. Rashi explains he was in the beer business, as we explained. So now go back to 51. That's what Shulchan Aruch says as follows. It's 50 dollars. Mutar laros benachas mikli lechavero. You can pour slowly, from even a kli, from one kli to another. Ovavad, she's a hair. Be careful. Then stuff begins to come down. Then you have to stop. You have sikem and ichen mashmorim, because then it becomes borer. All right, but to pour, you know, this comes to sometimes people make tea. So there's a whole shot of making tea because of bishul. Avoiding the bishul problem. We also talked about the tea bag, but people make tea essence. You know what I'm talking about? The essence. They have a lot of tea bags in one kind of thing. And they'll pour that out into the hot water, right? So it's you're not making the tea. It's the essence is set up from before, right? That's the way you do it. So here, you pour the tea essence out of the kettle. That's okay, even though there's a lot of stuff at the bottom. That's where this rule would apply, because once you get to the bottom, now you're actually separating the, you know, the essence flavored liquid, you know, from the tea bags themselves. Yeah, okay, right. It's basically. Okay, you know, unless you want to argue that people don't care about getting through the tea leaves inside their tea. Some people like tea leaves in the tea, in the tea. Okay, mitzotos, the Mishnah Berurah says, we've got Nun Gimel, we're talking over tipos ktanos. Okay, tipos ktanos, hametaftavos, kashinisa kekilua. Okay, the stuff that drips down. Yeah, sediment that drops or whatever, katiyas, tea leaves, whatever it is, whatever the item is. Okay.
Do you can pour, or you not?
I think you can, but you not when you get to the bottom of this liquid. And by definition, some of the stuff's coming out.
Also, need a little bit in there.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's it. Okay. All right. Again, Sikot Nun Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says. He talks about other types of things like this, taking a spoon to take the cream off the top of the coffee. And we talked about that already. Now, I do want to mention. With regards to, you know, some people are just not mentioning it here. It's only also when you're actually separating. But let's say you have a salt shaker. Okay, so salt shaker. I mean, it's holding back some of the stuff. All right, it's not a problem because you know that's probably mutter. The question comes up, and a different post can say differently. Sometimes, not so much here, but sometimes you see people put rice in the salt shaker. You ever see that? No, it's all, yeah, because of the humidity or the heat. So the rice absorbs the heat and prevents the salt from clumping. Okay, so now when I pour it out, the rice is not going to come out, right? Just the salt. So some postmen say you shouldn't use that as such a salt shaker on Shabbos. I looked in Rabbi Mon Sefer, he says it's mutter. Okay, or Shimonada doesn't like it because you're separating. But there again, you know, some stuff has rice in it because that's not really your intent at all. The rice isn't there for eating. The rice is there for different purposes.
So often going to be like good from the bad. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a kli though. So some say it's not even a kli because not a kli designed for. Some say it's not a kli that's designed for separating. It's a kli designed to sprinkle. Right, it's not designed to hold it back. Right. It's almost like beyond. So I mentioned that to point as well. All right. Another issue, just to finish up, because let's say you have a pulp and oranges, you want to squeeze it and so on. So Moshe in that same chubin, Kaila Dalad Simon Ayin Dalad of Orochaim, Bor Ozgimel, he asks, Haim Mutal Sarin Chatichos Ktanos Shel Tapuach Zahav. Tapuach Zahav is an orange. Tapuz for short. Okay. Can you squeeze, you know, some of the pulp? Can you take some of the pulp, constrain some of the pulp out? Especially if you took out frozen orange juice ones, you know. Okay, but he says, Begam Garina Katana was on the Suda. He says, Zayesh Lahatir. Okay. Squeezing pulp and orange juice, he says, is okay. But that's Kasheno Istanis. As long as you're not the Istanis, me suffix shall primagatim. We discussed above it, number 49. The suffix, you won't drink it. That would possibly be a problem. Okay. All right. The There's one other issue I want to mention, which is the last couple of topics here. You know, this issue comes up with filtering water, okay, straining or filtering water, all right, with bugs in it. So the some poskim said that New York City water, there are bugs in the water. So most people who want to separate would not be allowed to use a filter on Shabbos, okay? And especially if the bugs are visible, okay? Then you know, if the bugs are visible, then everyone's considered, you know, an istinus, okay? You can wash without water, but you know, that's not a problem, you can't drink it, okay? You know, I think Belsky himself, held that the water in New York City was not a problem. This is going to be anyway on that. But look at the Chai Adam, the Nishmas Adam, 57. Chelek Beis and Gimel, Kal Tez Zayin Osei, the Nishmas Adam. The Chai Adam comments on the bottom. The Yesh Loma, Af Al Pishe, Yef Shalishos Machmas HaToloim. And it comes to your point. If people can't drink as the insect, Mikom Mokom, Ilav Mishum the Isser Dervi Allah. That's only because it's an Isser. Right? But without the Isser, Revi Allah means hang over you, right? Without the Isser hanging over you, Hayochel Ishtoso. Okay? And therefore, Shas Anach, Yishizma, Adair, Rishon, Shpirmach, Tafilu, Ishmeres, Mutter. Therefore, even a filter is okay. And he quotes that Shuvah Zarosh. And the other thing about, you know, Ali Mapo, it sounds like it's, we wouldn't be allowed to use an actual filter. But anyway.
Isn't it? The Torah calls it a Toiva.
Right. It was a Toiva, it just says it's Osir. But
it doesn't use like a
very with these tolai maybe. Like, but the point is, but you're only doing. Yeah, okay, that's true. It's using shvatim. Okay, now he mentions maybe your point. Maybe that's it. Look what he says on the third, fourth line. But after Yeshua Chalik, the Ma'ariv Tolaim calls Zvuvim who kiyot b'mdeim afila below Isser Hemusim. Are we talking about flies, which are disgusting for people to drink even without the Isser? And how do we call psolas? These microscopic bugs that grow in, or that spawn, or whatever the right word is, you know, in liquid, would you drink anyway? I mean, U.S. Orthodox Jews before, right? Non-Jews drink it. So that's what he wants to make a chilek. So Rav Shechter held that it's mutter to use filters on Shabbos, okay, for basically four reasons. Okay. One, who says that these bugs are usher? You know, that's a whole discussion, not our topic now. But the bug came into existence in the Kli. It didn't, so there's a discussion when did the bugs exist separately and climb into the Kli, or it already had a status of a bug as opposed to being part of the water. Okay, so the discussion in Hilchos Toloi, not for now, where a couple of years ago, the whole tumult of fish, okay, where the bugs develop. So matters in Hilchos Toloi, where the bugs develop, if it's possible, okay? Number two, the amount of bugs may be a meal to Shein HaMotzi. There's so few that, it's not a problem with filtering because, you know, it's a meal to Shein HaMotzi, all right? And three, Chai Adam here says the Mishmas Adam is a possibility, all right, is that they're not psolas because non-Jews drink it. Okay? So the halacha tells us that. And it was, again, that goes back to Machlokas, whether halachic restraint against eating something is called is called psolas. Okay? And the other thing is that the filter, the filter filters out some of the water also. Not just the bugs, the filter takes some of the water out also. Those are some of the reasons why he was matter. The last thing I want to mention, he doesn't mention this, but the Minchas Yitzchak, Mitzvah Weiss, and his Chuvas, Chelek Zayin, Simchav Gimel, is mutter even in a strainer, in a sink, like a strainer in the faucet. Okay, because again, we talked about this pouring something down the drain. We spoke about that already. He also says another point. He says that he thinks the strainer is mutter, okay, filter is mutter that's built into the sink, all right? And he says, first of all, otherwise, that's where water, he says, the tain, look at the end of the first paragraph, All right. Well, first, he said a few things. First of all, kol ha'mayim holchim derech sham. Okay, all water goes there, even the water you're washing. So you're not filtering it. I think that's maybe Rosh Hashanah meant also. You're not filtering it just for drinking. You're filtering for washing too, and then you don't care, right? So when the filter works for everything. That's what maybe Rosh Hashanah meant also. But who ain't osa shum pula kevan shalamayim l'shtiyah? You're not doing anything different. You turn it on, so you wash with that water also. Nothing. You don't do anything different. But it also writes, at the end of that paragraph, potato, the lo kain lo shavkis le lechol beria, how can you drink? Av bilti anapa shal pia beret. Even without your strainer on it, hare meme ha'ir holchim derech kama misanenes ad shaboy v'tog sinor ha'bayas. There are a lot of filtering process that goes through with the city reservoir, wherever the water comes from. So it's going through that anyway. And without that, you wouldn't be able to drink it. So this little extra stuff that you're doing, it does not really contribute enough to make it a problem. So he has that the cool as well. That's a cool again with the, you know, with the filters. What's that?
What does that allow strain for basically anything? Like anything that we are doing, most likely anything that we're drinking is filtered by some kind of processing.
I mean, our wine's also filtered before we get it.
That's the point.
That's why, right. Everything was just filtered to the point that it's all right.
The water
in New York City, and then in China. Right, I think according to them, it would be a shot, yeah. Correct. Yeah. And again, I think of Chef, that's also.
What about
the water?
You're saying that none of this is a China, this is a Gulf.
It's pretty filled. No, but New York City.
New York City water is filtering, but there's water involved.
Yeah, but New York City doesn't filter. Yeah, I don't know. No, that's New York City would be a problem.
Right. Where is it? I think the whole point is
it's not filtered in New York, right? I think it's not sure. Okay. Reshecht is makel anyway, for other reasons we said. Okay.
Like, this is something about how, like, when you're...
Because here, when all the forces in Yeshiva are filtered, right? No one says you can't use on Shabbos, right? All the forces here in Yeshiva, it says filtered water, right? I mean, it might be other issues, water fountain, cool.
It's specific.
It's a different, right? No, there's no such thing.
Didn't this kind of
worry over? Okay, so we'll stop over here. That takes care of Meraki.